Are you gonna say it at the beginning?
Hi, this is Blaine. I don't know how to make it exciting.
My name is Catherine Bogard.
I'm Irene Massini.
And we are fourth year medical students who are the OBGYN clerkship review session leaders for the MS3 students. Today we will be reviewing the FLAME lecture covering the first and second stage of labor. And just as a reminder, this is intended to be a very high yield, brief, high level overview of the session and not to dive into the details. So if you want more details, refer back to the slides and other study resources. The learning objectives for this session are straight from the APGO medical student learning objectives. They are to understand normal labor and its assessment, to describe the first stage and second stage of labor, and to recognize the common labor abnormalities during both the first and the second phase of labor as well. So, Irene, to kick us off, how do we define labor?
It's a great question. So labor is defined by painful contractions with resulting cervical change until the delivery of the fetus. So there's a way that you can kind of characterize labor with a couple with phases. There's four phases of labor. Okay. It's not very high yield for yourself, so you can definitely, just if you want to read more into it, refer back to the slides, but don't not worry about it now.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. So we talked a little bit about what labor is, but what are some ways that we can assess labor?
Awesome. So there are three different criteria that we'll be measuring throughout labor, and then also they help us determine whether or not somebody is actually in labor. Like you said, you have to have cervical change to be in labor. So the first thing we'll be looking at are the dilation, cervical dilation. We'll also be looking at cervical effacement. And lastly, we'll be looking at the station. So dilation is on a scale of 0 to 10. So 0, your cervix is closed. 10 is the maximum dilation that you're looking for. Mm-hmm. The second thing we'll be looking at is cervical effacement. So this is the thinning out of the cervix. So you'll see that explained on a scale of 0 to 100%. So 100% is your cervix is completely thin, the most thin. 0 is it's not thinning, it's not thin at all, okay?
That makes sense.
And then the last thing we'll be looking at is station. So this is more important in later stages of labor, but it's actually looking at the way the fetus is going through through the pelvis. So 0 station is when it's in line in the same plane as the maternal ischial spines, mm-hmm. and then -5 is superior and +5 is inferior to that. So throughout labor, you'll hear that people will be tracking the dilation, the effacement, and the station.
Okay, that makes sense.
So we talked about phases, but I think it's more, I've heard that there's some stages. So can you go through the first and second stage of labor?
Absolutely. Yeah. Stages is something that's a lot more talked about and very often used in medicine and in OBGYN. So we'll talk about the first and the second stage today. So the first phase of labor is from when the cervix is 0 centimeters dilated until 10 centimeters dilated. And you can actually break that down into two different phases. So you have the latent phase from 0 to 6 centimeters, and then the active phase from 6 to 10 centimeters. And a way that you can kind of differentiate between the two is that the latent phase has a lot slower cervical dilation compared to the active phase. And then the second stage of labor, on the other hand, is from when the cervix is 10 centimeters dilated until delivery of the fetus. So that's kind of how normal labor is, but can anything go wrong? Like, what are some ways that labor can be abnormal?
Yeah, so something that you hear on labor and delivery is a rest of labor or a rest of active labor. So what that refers to is once you're in this second or the active phase of first phase, so once you're greater than 6 centimeters, if you go longer than 4 hours with adequate contractions and no cervical change, that's a rest of active phase of labor. If you go greater than 6 hours with inadequate contractions, that was also defined as a rest of active labor.
So I know you mentioned adequate and inadequate contractions. How do you kind of know that a contraction's adequate?
Yeah, good question. Adequate contractions are when you're reaching greater than 200 Montevideo units in 10 minutes. Then that defines adequate.
And what's a Montevideo unit again?
You know, that's a detail that we can go through in other lectures. I don't think it's most important to go through here.
Okay, sounds good. And then what about the second stage of labor, the delivery of the fetus? What are some ways that can be abnormal?
Yeah, so as you mentioned, the second stage of labor is once you've reached 10 centimeters, until the delivery of the fetus. So if you've reached 10 centimeters and now you're going to be tracking the descent of the fetus. Mm-hmm. So this is more the station because you're already fully dilated. So if you're having no change in the station, the range is from 2 to 4 hours that you want this phase to be complete. And it depends whether or not this is the first baby that the patient has delivered or a second, third, fourth. And it also depends whether or not your patient has an epidural. So for the details on that, I recommend you go back to the lecture and you can read all about it.
Okay, awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that was the first and second stages of labor.
Thanks, Irene.
Thanks, Catherine.